This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden announced another $325 million aid package for Ukraine yesterday. Zelensky's visit comes at a crucial time for Ukraine as it attempts to get support and secure additional funding for its counteroffensive against Russia. Biden said he approved the next round of U.S. security assistance to Ukraine, including more artillery, more ammunition, more anti-tank weapons, and next week, the first U.S. Abrams tanks will be delivered to Ukraine. President Biden will enjoy a much lighter workday today than he did yesterday. He will deliver remarks today on gun safety. That'll be taking place at 2:45 p.m. Eastern in the Rose Garden. India has stopped issuing visas to Canadian citizens amid tensions over the killing of a Sikh separatist on Canadian soil. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau claims Indian government officials may have been responsible. India said the temporary visa ban was due to security threats, disrupting work at its missions in Canada. Tensions flared this week after the Prime Minister claimed India may have been behind Monday's murder. India has angrily rejected the allegation, calling it absurd. The White House is defending its border policies as illegal immigrants continue to surge with no end in sight.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized that the administration has put in place measures to control the influx of migrants entering the U.S.
We have worked very hard, the President has worked very hard to implement a strategy when it comes to the border that is humane, safe, and has orderly enforcement. That is something that we have tried to do and worked really hard to do these last 2 years.
However, she stressed it is imperative for Congress to take action in passing comprehensive immigration reform. The urgency arises as thousands of individuals have recently crossed the southern border, placing a significant strain on both personnel and detention facilities. I'm John Schaefer,
USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
An unorganized storm system is heading up the Atlantic coast, delivering wet weather and storm surges.
A tropical storm off the Carolina coast could potentially bring strong winds and heavy rain to Maryland. Forecasters say the area of disturbance is expected to turn in a north-northwestward motion by late today and into the weekend. Currently, winds are reaching speeds of 35 miles per hour, but they are expected to grow stronger as time progresses. Marylanders should prepare for the worst-case scenario as a precaution. I'm John Schaefer.
The Alameda County Coroner's Office in Oakland, California is reporting Angus Cloud, the star of the show Euphoria, died from an overdose due to the lethal effects of four drugs in his system, including methamphetamine and fentanyl. Cloud died in July at his family home in Oakland. More people are working in America. Dave Collins has more.
According to the latest data from the Labor Department, these figures mark the lowest since January and significantly below analysts' anticipated number of 225,000. Additionally, ongoing unemployment claims decreased by 21,000, reaching an almost eight-month low.
Yesterday afternoon, two people, including a Long Island, New York high school band director, were killed and dozens of students injured when a charter bus carrying them to camp crashed off Interstate 84 near Wauwatosa in Orange County. lane and tumbled 50 feet down a ravine. The fatal wreck appeared to have been caused by a faulty front tire, according to Governor Kathy Hochul. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The truth is so important. The whole truth and nothing but. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, the top headlines at American Faith right now. Texas governor declares border invasion. Yes, the I word. We are being invaded. Another IRS official says DOJ prevented Weiss from charging Hunter Biden. Okay, this is the third official from the IRS. They've already been bruising up the two previous ones, and now we've got number three. How many more are in the queue standing by? Meanwhile, the U.S. may be funding vicious anti-Semitic neo-Nazis with aid to Ukraine. This, according to Representative Gosar, just several of the headlines at American Faith this morning. And speaking of which, the managing editor for said American Faith, John Fleetwood, joins us now. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, Bill. Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Hey, you know, like you, keeping an eye on all things of, you know, primary interest, you know, to our listeners. You know, whether it's our southern border, Ukraine, you got Zelensky yesterday, you know, saying that, you know, we're not sure that this thing is going to be over in a year. I mean, and he says that as he's leaving town with a bucket full of money that Joe Biden just gave him. And so the military industrial complex is licking their chops, thinking that, oh, my goodness, you know, we just get rid of one 20-year war and maybe we're looking at another one here.
Yeah, and I'm glad we have Rep. Gosar. He's pointing out the fact that, well, if we're sending money to Ukraine right now, and there are a lot of people even on the right who are for that. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, what we might be doing is funding an anti-Semitic, it's an anti-Jewish group called the Azov
right.
Battalion, they have neo-Nazi roots. And this is something that's common knowledge. This was common knowledge even before, you know, Putin's invasion. He calls it a military operation. It's a war.
Mm-hmm.
Even before that, you had left-wing outlets like the Washington Post, the New York Times, even some of these smaller outlets like, well, it might not have been BuzzFeed, but, you know, like Slate, Salon, yeah. Vox, those, I think it was Vox, those type of outlets, very left-wing
yes.
outlets who were admitting that the Ukraine has an official military wing, this battalion,
mm-hmm.
called Azov, and there are others, and they use they have Nazi roots. I mean,
right.
they're
well. That was all part of the justification. Putin said, "Hey, we got to go after the Nazis." Right? You know, this was all part of the deal. But you know, here in America, the mainstream media kind of tamped that down. But you know, this is consistent, John. This isn't new. Whenever America gets into other people's business, particularly in the Middle East, you know, you get ancient hatred, you get ancient history that you know that you would think the CIA knows about. I think they would know about it. I think, in fact, I think I I know that they know, but they choose not to tell us about it because that doesn't help their interest. Because their interest is, look at, we're going to go and disrupt things, and we're going to open up the channels for the military-industrial complex to be able to tap into our treasury, which, oh, by the way, is already, you know, bludgeoned, surpassing $33 trillion in debt this week, right?
Yeah, we're up over 33,000 now.
Absolutely. $33
trillion. $3,000 in debt. Oh, yeah,
no, trillion.
Trillion. $33 trillion.
It's even hard. It's hard to imagine and yet even harder to say it. I understand, John.
Well,
it's insane.
Meanwhile, we send over $100 billion, in some estimates hundreds of billions of dollars, have gone to Ukraine, apparently, that's going to support these Nazi groups over there.
Right.
We're $33 trillion in debt, but we've got enough to send over there. And meanwhile, we've got an open border.
And then Biden says well, we got to protect the border for Ukraine. And you go, well, okay, you know about protecting a border, then you're not totally stupid. Except, what about our border, right? And I think that's the point you were going to make.
Well, that's the thing is he doesn't see it, the border, as something that needs to be protected, because that's his ideology is one where he wants to crumble America. They don't want America to be the next superpower, and this is something stated by the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. Biden's officially partnered with the World Economic Forum, and they have the stated goal of the U.S. not being a superpower. So how do you bring it down as a power? Well, you allow essentially an invasion. We have this is CNN and Fox News reporting. This isn't a partisan issue. They both report it that we have, you know, upwards of 10,000 illegal crossings every single day. 10,000. So it's in the thousands every day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
2 million in a year. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk is even calling it out. He pointed that out. We reported on it, and then some other outlets picked it up. Fox finally picked that up, that he was pointing that out. And they want to give, and Biden admin wants to authorize employment for nearly 500,000 Venezuelan migrants.
Well, hey, I say, okay, go do that, but have the Venezuelans bring oil. We need oil. I mean, and here they are. They're the wealthiest country on the planet with oil reserves. We need to replenish our strategic petroleum reserve. Have them bring oil.
This is on purpose.
Of course.
The whole point is this is on purpose. We wonder why is he sending billions over there to protect their border in Ukraine, but not ours? I mean, leaving out the Burisma thing, of course, the quid pro quo and, you know, Ukraine enriched the Bidens way back when, and now Biden's returning the favor, so to speak. But even leaving that out, this is on purpose. He doesn't want to protect the American border.
Well, this
is a priority for him.
Is the next chapter. It's the next chapter of the fundamental transformation of America, John. This is what it is. Barack Obama is in his ear. Barack Obama got exactly what he wanted. He stayed in D.C. Only the second president ever in the history of this country stayed in D.C. So that he could be in the ear of Joe Biden and affect policy, along with the fact that he has thousands of his minions that are entrenched in the government that he locked and loaded before he left office. I mean, it's quite the deal what he was able to effect. And this is why, you know, we're so mired and why things are so difficult to get this country back on track, because the system, the infrastructure of our government is all designed to produce the results that we're getting right now. Does that make sense?
Right. It's absolutely. Absolutely. And it's all by design. We can't think of this as like a left-right thing, like there are, like the powers that be right now are actually for the U.S. continuing and being great. They don't want that. They want to bring it down, Bill.
They really hate America. I mean, that's the bottom line, which is kind of hard to, you know, to grit your brain around. You know, why would Americans hate America? Well, there are. And the thing is, it's not like it's, you know, 30% or 40% that hate America. It's maybe 10%, just like it was with the Nazis, right? It was only 10% that controlled 90%. and we're having the same thing. History is repeating itself right before our very eyes. And if we ignore history, then we're going to fall victim and we're going to fall into their trap, John Fleetwood, my humble opinion. We've got to go to break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. John Fleetwood, managing editor for American Faith, continues right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Great to have you along for the ride. John Fleetwood is with us, the managing editor for American Faith. We stress the idea that we are independent for an important reason, and that is that we're not beholden to any one of the holy trinity of State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard that control most of the newsrooms and dictate what can be said. We're not being squashed by YouTube or some of these social media platforms that say, well, you can't talk about, you know, COVID-19. Because I'll tell you, there's some venues, like we do a daily television show, and I can't talk about the C word. And I think also I may have gotten in trouble, John, because we did talk about global warming. And, you know, so anything that doesn't go along with their faux science, then they can throttle you and, you know, put you on the sidelines for a bit. I mean, this is just so frustrating. But here with GCN and this radio network, we're so grateful because we get to sincerely pursue the truth from a biblical worldview so that we educate our audience with real knowledge and real information. And the idea, even after everything is all said and done, it comes with a caveat, you know, to our audience. Don't just take Bill and John's word for it. Hopefully what we're doing is motivating you enough to own your own knowledge, check it out for yourself, and see if what we're saying, and also to report back so that you can elevate the conversation and elevate the intelligence of your fellow listeners, because this has to be a joint effort. You know, this isn't about indoctrination. It's about critical thinking, and that hopefully, as a result, you know, you're a little bit smarter. Is that fair, John?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you point out the BlackRock connection, because these asset managers, they own the media organizations from Fox.
Yeah.
Fox News runs ads for Vanguard and BlackRock. CNN is also owned by them. You know, at New York Times, you go down the list, all of them are.
Well, that's why their talking points are so similar, John. They may come through the filter of Fox or in that, but when you extract them, you know, whether it's CNN or MSNBC or Fox, you go, whoa, there's a consistent theme, isn't there?
Yeah, and the problem is that those same asset managers also own all the big pharmaceutical companies, from Pfizer to Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Moderna. So that's it's a conflict of interest. So that's mm-hmm. why when you watch Fox News or CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, they only give you pro-vaccine information. But that's
exactly.
You're not getting the whole story.
Now, yeah, why? Well, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, John. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. You're getting worked up just like I do. This is one of my favorite topics here. Because
see, this is what you do to me. You work me up, but go ahead. Let's go.
Oh, gosh. Don't you love it, though? You love to hate it.
Yeah.
At American Faith, what we do is we find the peer-reviewed medical journals. We scan through the National Library of Medicine so you don't have to. And we find these peer-reviewed journals written by these study authors. They're all doctors. This is all prestigious, you know, great mm-hmm. sources.
These are independent doctors that are not owned by the Dr. Fauci's and the government money that tells them how they should report on this stuff, right?
Well, yeah, that's absolutely, and we show you those because you're never mm-hmm. going to get those from the mainstream. But we also show you, and these are my favorite, Bill, is when you find these scientific establishments that are venerated like God. Geez, these elites and the left, it's mm-hmm. like this is the religion for them, this religion of pseudoscience.
Exactly.
I call it pseudoscience. They think it's science. Mm-hmm. But even their own institutions that they venerate, like The Lancet, quoted over and over and over to push the mainstream narrative on COVID so you go get a COVID vaccine. The Lancet is now saying that the COVID vaccine mRNA is inside of breast milk of mothers.
Mm.
So what they told us at the beginning of this, Bill, if you remember in 2020, was that this is the best vaccine ever, right? This is so good for you. It's going to do your taxes for you. It's going to paint your house. It's the best thing in the world. You need to take this vaccine. Safe and effective. Safe and effective. Safe and effective. Oh, and it only stays in the injection site. It only stays in the muscle. Wrong. Turns out, mm-hmm. not only does it go throughout the whole body, it crosses the blood-brain barrier, gets into the lungs, gets into the pancreas, the liver, the spleen, the heart. That's why it causes myocarditis, pericarditis. This isn't according to me. This is according to, like, real doctors.
Exactly.
Now we've been reporting, at American Faith, we've been reporting this for a long time, but now it's come out in The Lancet that's venerated by the left, venerated by the mainstream media, that it's in breast milk. So this mRNA, that have no long-term studies. This is something RFK Jr. is doing a great job advertising out there right now. Mm-hmm. We have no long-term studies to know what this stuff does. It doesn't stay in the injection site. It gets into the breast milk, and then therefore gets into the baby when they nurse. Obviously, what does that do? They haven't studied
exactly
that. They haven't done any kind of long-term safety data.
And John, it's been over 3 years. What are they waiting for? How come there haven't been trials, you know, that have been, you know, effectuated on this so that we'd have some answers? It's almost like purposely they don't want to know the truth.
No, absolutely not. Because it's not, because what they have an agenda. They have an agenda where they want to make money. I mean, let's just be honest about it. That's one of the things they want to do. And then there are the more, you know, you could call them conspiratorial, but some people think that this thing is a bioweapon. It's been said by doctors.
Yeah, but how many conspiracies have proven to be true, John? All these ideas and theories start out with a bit of a conspiracy. But, you know, you have to follow them out, because eventually there's enough truth that gets through that they cannot hold back anymore. And I think that, you know, all these pharmaceuticals are just biding time thinking, okay, if we can get 50 years down the road and all these profits that are coming in, I mean, billions of dollars of profits that they're making, it builds up a war chest. So what are they going to do? You know, it's 50 years too late. People have died, and it's okay. No big whoop, and, you know, we'll come up with some sort of settlement. The attorneys will make a ton of money, but the people who are actually, you know, the families who are greatly affected, they get bupkis. They're lucky to end up with a box of Top Ramen.
Well, and it's a good question, is the bioweapon claim a conspiracy? Well, let's put it like this. You know, we just had 9/11 this month. Terrible, mm-hmm. terrible thing that happened that day. I don't believe the mainstream narrative on that, but that's for another radio segment, right? But think about this: how many people died on 9/11? It was a few. I think it was about 3,000.
Almost, yeah, about 3,000, a little less than 3,000. Yeah.
Okay, so, and that terrible tragedy, awful loss of life, right? Of course, 100%. Well, guess how many people have died from the COVID vaccine, not all vaccines, since they rolled it out just a couple years ago, 36,000. So more than 10 times the amount of death. And that's according to the CDC's VAERS system, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Now,
this is from the vaccine, John. 36,000 have died as a result of the vaccine.
Correct. 36,000. If you go by the I'm going to open it right here. I'm going to give you the exact number. 36,173. That's more than 10 times the amount of people that died on 9/11. Now, get this. It gets worse. Because who's the CDC under? Who do they report to? They're under HHS, Health and Human mm-hmm. Services. Well, Health Wait. And Human Services conducted a study through a Lazarus doctor somewhere around 2010 that showed that less than 1% of adverse events that happen from vaccines are even reported to VAERS in the first place, which means you have to take any number that you get from the CDC and VAERS and multiply it by about 100.
At least 100, yeah, exactly.
Lazarus, which Whoa. Gives you over 3.5 million deaths from this vaccine if HHS is correct. So is that a bioweapon?
Wow. Well, you know, these are questions that continue. These are questions that are continuing to be asked. And unfortunately, the mainstream media, who should be all over this, because this is one of the biggest stories. I mean, how many, you know, Pulitzer Prizes are waiting in the wings for somebody to pick this story up, John?
We've been reporting it, and you've been reporting it.
Exactly. Well, John Fleetwood, as always, we appreciate the time. Have a great weekend, and God bless you. He's the managing editor for American Faith, John Fleetwood. Thank you, sir.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA News Update. President Biden announced another $325 million aid package for Ukraine yesterday. Zelensky's visit comes at a crucial time for Ukraine as it attempts to get support and secure additional funding for its counteroffensive against Russia. Biden said he approved the next round of U.S. security assistance to Ukraine, including more artillery, more ammunition, more anti-tank weapons, and next week, the first U.S. Abrams tanks will be delivered to Ukraine. India has stopped issuing visas to Canadian citizens amid tensions over the killing of a Sikh separatist on Canadian soil. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau claims Indian government officials may have been responsible. India said the temporary visa ban was due to security threats, disrupting work at its missions in Canada. Tensions flared this week after the Prime Minister claimed India may have been behind Monday's murder. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to be holding set here for just a bit for Dan Schneider from the Media Research Center's Free Speech America, because the Biden administration and Democrats, they can't help themselves. The fascists, they try to sell us on the disinformation czar, right? And that didn't go too far, because we needed to have somebody in charge of this disinformation that's going out there. So they've found another way, because this is what the Democrats do. This is what fascists do, totalitarians do, is they find end-arounds, and forget about the Constitution. That's just a little bit of a hindrance, and they find a way to get around it. So Dan Schneider joins us now to tell us more about the latest shenanigans that they're up to right now. Dan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
Well, the left's newest weapon, which is really new, it's just kind of a redefinition of, their big desire to silence conservative media. They're already infiltrating big tech platforms, ad agencies, schools. This is according to your latest report at MRC. And so break it down for us. Tell us what Ad Fontes is up to.
Well, look, it's one of these third-party raters of media. They rate media
right,
in terms of their reliability. They make these subjective analyses about which media outlets are reliable and which ones are not. And then they tell advertisers, don't advertise on these various outlets because they're not reliable. They don't know the truth. And they're also going into classrooms all over America. You've got kids, grandkids. This is what your grandkids and kids are being told. They're being told, do not listen to Charlie Kirk. Do not read right. The Federalist. Don't worry about the Heritage Foundation. They are not trustworthy. Instead, go to the radical left-wing Center for American Progress, or go get your news from CNN or NPR or NBC and MSNBC. Those right. are the reliable sources. The right is not.
And Advantes is presenting themselves as objective discerners of the news, right? And
right.
who's behind them? Who's giving them funding?
Well, they have said that their funding, and this is a for-profit corporation, mm-hmm. they've said that their funding is in fact coming from lefties.
Okay.
And they, if you go on their website, you'll actually see a chart that they created. You know, the reality is that they have rated 3,200 outlets, but they've cherry-picked about 180 to create this chart. And this chart makes it look like they're being fair and neutral. There are about as mm-hmm. many media outlets on the left as there are on the right that are all that score fairly evenly. In fact, and we've got this chart that plots all 3,200 organizations, and the real chart reveals their motivation. Two-thirds mm-hmm. of the media outlets on the left meet their gold standard of fully reliable. Only half that ratio of outlets on the right, they say, are reliable. And in fact, 10 times as many conservative outlets, they say, are unreliable as they give that black letter to the left. 10 times as many.
Yeah. I'll guarantee you, Dan, probably 90% of those on the left still think our border is secure.
Well, we asked them, why do you not negatively score media that will refuse to cover stories?
Exactly.
That reflect
because that's, on the left? Because that should be part of the algorithm, should it not? I mean, you got sins of omission and sins of commission, right?
Yeah, that's 100% right. You're much smarter than they are. So I interviewed the president of Advantes for an hour and a half. And
oh, wow.
And I pressed her on the Hunter Biden laptop story because mm-hmm. MRC did the poll that showed that 45% of Biden voters had never heard of the Hunter Biden laptop story, and 9.4% of Biden voters would not have voted for him had they heard of the story. And,
exactly.
And she rejected outright that there was not coverage of the Hunter Biden laptop story. She said there was plenty of coverage, and she just completely
she had the audacity to say that.
She said there was plenty of coverage of the Hunter Biden laptop story, plenty of coverage.
And not from those people those people on the left side. They did not.
Correct, but she rejected that premise, and because her team would negatively score coverage of the Hunter Biden laptop story as disinformation and give a pass to the left that didn't cover it at all. It's a scheme. This is a scheme to silence the right mm-hmm. and to reward the left. Your
exactly.
kids and grandkids are being taught to listen to CNN and NPR, but not to listen to, you know, the Federalist. And then, you know, they also do podcasts. So Senator mm-hmm. Al Franken, listen to him because he's reliable,
yes.
but don't listen to Ted Cruz. He's unreliable.
Right. Well, and the percentage difference between Franklin and Ted Cruz was, it wasn't quite as dramatic compared to some of these other entities, clearly. But, it's interesting, Dan, that here it is 2 years down the road after all the revelation, the exposure of the FBI emails that exposed the truth of the Hunter Biden laptop and how 51 intelligence officers, including, you know, former CIA heads, had signed that document declaring that it was Russian disinformation. You know, that has been squared up, but yet, you know, that's her story and she's going to stick to it, they said was the story, 2 years ago. So, you know, she's not interested in squaring up any lies. We're just going to continue to perpetrate it, right? So how reliable can her can Advantes be when they insist on promoting a lie that's already been proven?
Well, in fact, she doubled down on this because I pressed her then on the current Joe Biden bribery scandal.
Yes,
and and how the, you know, the legacy media, and by the way, she did not like me referring to the
media's legacy.
Corporate media, the legacy media. I said, they're not covering the Joe Biden bribery scandal. And her answer to that was, well, there just isn't any real evidence, so it's not newsworthy. And you know, no real evidence. You've got business partners of Hunter
exactly.
Biden saying Joe Biden's been involved. You've got banks issuing hundreds of notices saying very concerned about these financial transactions that look very suspicious. You've got tens of millions of dollars being transferred from foreign entities at the same time that they're doing business with the Biden Obama administration, on and on and on. And of course, he's parroting the left-wing media's narrative that there just isn't any evidence.
Well, it's amazing because by comparison, if you go back and look at MRC's reporting of the, she didn't want to call them legacy media. What did she want to call them?
Well, you know, I think she prefers the term that the left loves, which is mainstream media.
Okay. So we're gonna pretend the mainstream media. All right. So we'll call them, you know, mainstream media. But you look at the reporting of Donald Trump's phone call to Zelensky, which got him impeached. And you look at the amount of minutes and hours and ink that was spent on reporting that idiotic phone call that got him impeached, which, you know, went to nowhere, and they proved that it was worthless. And so on that scant amount of evidence, they spent all that time, but yet on all this other evidence of grandchildren receiving money, 20 offshore accounts, all these SARS reports and everything like that, I guess that is an evidence. And yet you look at the clear comparison of media reporting on the Biden brand scandal versus Donald Trump. It's not even close.
Yep. And this is the organization telling advertisers which organizations to advertise with and which ones not to advertise with, and telling kids who to get, where to get their media and where not to get their media.
Is there any funding whatsoever, Dan? We're able to figure out if there's any funding coming from the taxpayer for this.
Oh, you are so clever. That's our next study.
Okay, I look forward to having you back because we're going to talk about it. Dan Schneider, thank you, sir.
Air conditioner busted, appliance broken, computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation.
Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour, time for Adam Holtz, the director of PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, happy Friday to you. How are you?
Happy Friday to you, too, Bill. I'm pretty good. Hanging
well,
in.
Good. Well, we're a couple of weeks in now with the new school year, and, and you get the Department of Education in some states just doubling down on stupid. it's just amazing. You know, they just seem to be so, just so focused on, some sort of sexual equity or whatever it is that you want to call it. Meanwhile, there was a report, school district, and I think it was in Baltimore, 13 different school districts, zero proficiency. How do you do zero? But they managed to do it.
It feels like you have to try pretty hard to get to zero, right?
But who's paying the price? These kids and these families. What is their future when their education is reduced? And this is really even before, Adam, even before we get to the point of, trying to figure out how do we manage this invasion of illegal migrants, these young kids that are coming in. And I don't mean to malign them or anything like that. That's just the reality of that we've got kids who are American citizens and their education is now going to be even more so compromised because of the policies and the open border and the amount of illegal immigrants that are coming into our country.
Well, that's right. And I think that, more and more, even the mainstream media is starting to look around and say, wow, it seems like our big cities are in bad shape, right? You think?
Yeah.
And so I think that you've got years or decades even of educational philosophy and policy. Those chickens are coming home to roost. And,
big time.
I think that sometimes we hear the progressive left embrace these ideas that they have flowery language like sanctuary city. It sounds like, first of all, it sounds like something like out of a dystopian Orwellian novel. But
right.
Even so, we fall in love with these phrases, gender-affirming care. Well,
those kind of words emanate out of faculty lounge rooms and coffee shops where you get all these progressive, all these liberals sitting around with their high and lofty ideas, and nobody asks one critical question like, "Have you ever known that to work anywhere?"
Right.
Has society suddenly, they've done this and now they've advanced hundreds of years over their neighbors because they've embraced this, uber intellectual possibility or theory?
Well, my reasons, I'm going to make a strange turn here. This is similar but different. Let's take the theory of evolution, for example.
Okay.
If I leave, right now my wife is on a business trip, and that means the dishes haven't been done in our household for a couple of days, and it looks like an experiment in chaos theory, right? I've got three teenagers. Actually,
you got it, but you got it all under control. It's not like the dishes are right there; they're in the sink.
Right.
It's not like they're in the living room, bedrooms, everywhere else. They're in the sink. Okay, good.
But
all right.
Here's my point: if we fast forwarded 100 years or 100 million years from today, guess what? The dishes are still in the sink. My own experience tells me, as a parent, as a human being, as somebody who does creative work, nothing moves from chaos to order without outside energy being inserted or injected into the system. Nothing.
Exactly. Right.
Right? But
right.
This is a basic fundamental reality, but, you know, evolution is kind of like magical thinking. Well, these, you know, single-celled organisms just somehow magically ordered themselves into something more complex. Well, no, they didn't. It takes a kind of willful ignorance, I think, to believe some things. And we see that all over the place on the political left, I think.
Well, this is what happens when you abandon God. And the Bible says that God hears the ideas of man and laughs. I mean, it's absurd. I mean, these people, they come with these ideas, you know, climate, here we are, we're stupidly spending, what, $5-7 trillion? This is a country that's already in debt to the tune of $33 trillion and counting, and we spent this outlandish amount of money on this fascist, tyrannical, you know, climate theory that has done nothing. I mean, all these years, at least a decade, if not two, Adam, here's been all this, you know, faux science and these ideas, you know, Al Gore and, you know, Greta Thunberg and, you know, just go down the long list of them all. And, you know, the United Nations, again, all coming together and touting, you know, climate science and all this sort of thing. And meanwhile, India and China, the biggest perpetrators of pollution, they're just laughing their butts off.
No, they just laugh. We cripple our economy while they build coal-fired plants as fast as they can put them up.
Exactly.
And what, like, the level of stupidity in this policy discussion, even if we could agree that climate change was real and a real threat, which is a pretty open to discussion kind of conversation, as you're saying.
Well, it's still a theory, okay? The idea, I mean, the fact, you know, the thing that Barack Obama commences, well, it's a fact. That's not even a scientific term, Mr. President.
Right.
This is a theory, and we're still waiting on the evidence. But meanwhile, you have the audacity, the unilateral audacity to open up the coffers of the country and rob from the American people to invest in something you know little about.
Well, and here's the other thing. Even the whole electric vehicle scam, you know, if I can call it that, and I'm voicing an opinion here, A, where does the energy come from? It doesn't just magically appear in your batteries. And B, where does the lithium come from? China. And C, what do we do with all this stuff when we're done with it? There's a different kind of ecological catastrophe waiting to happen. But nobody wants to have an honest conversation about this stuff.
Well, we got to bury him with the baby diapers. That's what we'll have to do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a now we know how we're going to be able to repurpose baby diapers. We're going to wrap up all these exposed and expired batteries that are coming out of these electric cars.
Well, that's the first time I've heard that, but that feels like a novel solution to the problem.
Hey, I'm just an idea guy. I mean, I just throw out these ideas. I'm trying to help out. I mean, it's just like all of a sudden, you know, it's like Joe Biden says, well, we're gonna allow 470,000 Venezuelans to come in the country, and we're gonna, you know, fast track them to some sort of level of citizenship, right? And I'm saying, okay, if they're going to come and they're going to bring 470,000, you know, here you are oil rich. Bring oil with you, Okay, we need oil. You know, we got plenty of oil, but we still need oil. So bring oil. Maybe we can do something about our strategic petroleum reserve. So this way we get something for, you know, the taxpayer gets something for, you know, the authorization of 470,000 immigrants from Venezuela. Just saying. Well, you know, again, it's just an idea.
The fantasy, Bill, is that there is absolutely, in so many of these areas, there's no fundamental grounding in reality, that there are limits and that there are costs. And, you know, in New York City right now, they're actually discovering that there are limits and there are costs. And you actually have people on the left daring to raise their hand and saying, hey, wait a minute, this isn't really working, you know?
Right. What's the governor's idea for a solution? Not a problem. We're just going to tax you more. So we'll take care of that problem. We're going to tax you more. You've got people leaving in droves because of the tax problems in New York already.
Right.
So now you've created this mess, and your solution is, well, you know, we'll just have the people pay for it. You know, we're just going to tax them. This is how insane this is.
California's done the same thing.
Right.
I don't know what the end game of all of it is, and I'm thankful, you know, as you and I often talk about, our hope, we have a deep conviction about the goodness of America and God's purposes in and through our country, but our hope is bigger than all of those problems.
Because exactly.
If you don't have a hope, you don't have any perspective on the bigger story. And I think, obviously, I'm just a movie guy blowing hard about these issues today because I like to keep sort of in the loop on things. But
I appreciate coming on and exactly. I mean, because look at, yeah, we can talk about movies and that's, you know, that's escape. But the reality is that, you know, America's citizens are hurting. And I keep saying to them, Adam, it's not your fault. Where we are right now, the inflation, the policies that were enacted unilaterally by this president are injuring citizens. If he had any empathy whatsoever, he would reverse course, but he can't.
Yeah.
He just does not have the capacity to do this. So the big takeaway for America's citizens is, again, Barack Obama was right. Elections have consequences. All right? So you need to determine, you want good consequences or bad consequences? Okay?
Exactly.
Bad consequences come, you know, almost exclusively with a party. And politics. We need to get people in there who care more about this country than they do their party affiliation.
Amen. I'm with you, man.
Just saying, you know.
Yep.
You know, we got to support life. We've got to support property, national security, the opportunity that our founding fathers gave us in the U.S. Constitution. We got to come back to first principles if we're going to right the ship. And a majority of Americans say, look, we're on the wrong track and we got the wrong president. All right. So buckle up, Buttercup. We got changes. We got changes and we got cleanups on all these aisles to get serious about if we're going to turn over to the next generation, our kids and grandkids, a better America, in my humble opinion. Adam Holtz, as always, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters